This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Projected to reach 11 billion by the end of the century. Feeding that many people will be a challenge. And it is further complicated by the impact of climate change on agriculture. That is why some people advocate an unusual way to boost the food supply and feed people sustainably, by eating less meat and more insects.
We have to prepare for a more angry world, and how to prepare? It means to take the necessary action to create a fairer world.
The global government reset, wanting to make you poor, wanting to make you sick, wanting to make you dead, is out in the open. And we're going to fight back, not with deadly poison vaccines, not with chemtrails, not with pedophilia, not with all the aggressive New World Order that the globalists attack us with, but with love and justice and freedom and boycotts and civil disobedience and promoting the truth and free speech.
Gaddy exposes Twitter's plans to scale the censorship that we are currently experiencing here in the U.S. globally. Gaddy says they're doing this because of the violence that has unfolded as a result of, quote, either misleading information or coded rhetoric. We wonder which leaders will be banned next.
Another question that we saw was just around the global application of this and how we can ensure consistency of the image just what's happening in the U.S. right now.
Yeah, actually, one of the interesting things is a lot of the work that we've been doing over the last week is work that we've built on in other places around the world where we've seen violence unfold as a result of either misleading information or coded rhetoric. So a lot of our learnings here have come from other markets. So in that sense, we do feel like this is our global approach. We need to be very focused on being able to enforce any of these policies or enforcement decisions we make at scale.
So they had hundreds of thousands of people there. Trump said, go to the Capitol, be peaceful. None of the media shows you that.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
Hundreds of thousands came to the Capitol. They're there. Antifa was already there in the morning before Trump even spoke, starting a fight. Trump's a mile and a half away. They begin to attack. And then the Boogaloos, which again are, quote, right wing, but they're against the Proud Boys and they want a civil war.
This is the Boogaloo Boys. The guys behind me, myself, we're out here supporting the local BLM scene and the Boogaloo Boys. And we're probably going to piss off a bunch of Trumpers today, but it's easy to piss them off, though.
Posing as them, they then come and attack and hand out weapons and knock the few cops down that had their numbers cut that day. They've been told to be on traffic control around the city. And then the crowd of hundreds of thousands doesn't know what's going on, but we have all the videos of patriots beating up Antifa and Boogaloos, not letting them get in. But it didn't matter. Once the doors were open, the people went in. A few hundred, they followed the velvet ropes. Here is the goofy guy, you know, with the bison horns on his head that was nonviolent. Maybe he gets a trespassing ticket, $500. Maybe he does a week of community service. No, he's still in jail. Last time I heard, he's charged with all sorts of evil. Here he is walking into the Senate.
Hey, man. Glad to see you guys. You guys are f***ing patriots. Look at this guy. He's got covered in blood. God bless you.
Yes.
You good, sir? Do you need medical attention?
I'm good. Thank you, sir.
All right.
I got shot in the face with some kind of plastic bullet.
Any chance I could get you guys to leave the Senate wing?
We will. I've been making sure I ain't disrespecting the place.
Okay, I just want to let you guys know this is like the sacredest place.
I know, right?
It's sacred. And so, because it's the will of the people, right? And a few minutes later, another dozen or so show up, but the one cop's able to get him to leave. So you just saw the most deadly attack in U.S. history. You just saw something bigger than the Trojan War, bigger than World War II, bigger than World War I, bigger than the Civil War. You just saw why America has to end. Okay.
Bolshevik operation. Q is a relaunch of Operation Trust that the Soviets used in the 1920s to identify who their opposition was. That's what George Orwell wrote in 1984 that was about a futuristic Stalinistic world government system. He talked about Emmanuel Goldstein, who was the supposed leader of the resistance, but really worked for the controllers to be able to identify anyone that was a dissident. That's what's happening. So the storm of Q is real. It's a globalist martial law takeover of America. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but you have been had. I was suspicious of it, knew what it was early on, but did not realize it was the main thrust. The main thrust of the globalist takeover is Operation Trust 2.0. We're covering it all live on the air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We'll have reporters on the ground covering the inauguration of the communist Chinese spy Biden. The globalists are planting false flags. We pray we can stop them.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are now exactly 24 hours out from the globalist, Chi-Com, New World Order, pedophile agent, Joe Biden, after stealing the election, being installed as the 46th president of the United States. And the globalists are going to come after us in ways you have never even imagined. They are going to indebt the population, shut down all the major infrastructures, and consolidate power. If you think in the last year with the whole COVID martial law hoax, big tech doubling its money and the big banks doubling their profits, if you think that was bad, just wait until you see what is coming next. Now, this is a report that the great Harrison Smith put together 2.5 years ago that is more pertinent now than it was back then. And then I'm going to go over all the latest news and developments and what is about to unfold. It's titled, This is Why They Banned Alex Jones. We're going to play it in a moment. And this was all in one rant, in one segment. Basically unedited. He just added documents and videos to it. And you can see when I lay out this brainstorm that that's where we are today and how they are training us and maneuvering us for total tyranny. They were just on Fox News announcing that now big tech's going to ban more presidents and prime ministers from the Internet and that only the UN is allowed to speak and only major corporations. This is a planetary takeover. And now the UN is out saying they need hundreds of billions of dollars right now to feed the billions that are on the verge of starvation, that millions have already died because of the COVID lockdown, and that the third world is now collapsing when they are the ones that engineered this with the communist Chinese and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on record. It's called Operation Lockstep. And the whole rollout of the global ID and the vaccine travel passports and all of this is designed by the Rockefeller Foundation. That was in the New York Times this week. I told you this a year ago. But there they are running our lives. It's unbelievable. Meanwhile, John Hopkins has come out. It's actually run by the Gates operation and admitted that the lockdown's killing more people than it saves and admitting that we're going into a global economic depression. So out of one side of their mouth in the fine print, they admit what they're doing, but then they continue it. This is murderous modern warfare, all laid out. Klaus Schwab said this 4 years ago. I remember reading 15 years ago about Agenda 21, 20 years ago. Hell, they rolled it out back in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, but I remember people really got into it 25 years ago. I'd have Dr. Michael Kaufman on, rest his soul, great professor and patriot, and he would lay out all of the plans to have transgenders and break up the family and take us off the land and make us obsolete and put us in 200-square-foot apartments, and how they would use disease, the threat of disease, to have forced inoculations, and how they were going to collapse the borders and bring in world government because of the crisis, because they admit all of this. He just brought the documents to my attention. The UN is public about all of this. So don't live in denial, you are under assault. And it's all about you thinking the people that are attacking are actually your friends. They launch the attacks, they get rich, they consolidate power, and you get totally enslaved. We're going to air this report, and then I'm going to come back and lay out the cold hard facts. Trump's going to leave tomorrow. You're going to see him leave. There's not mass arrest happening. If there's any mass arrest, it'll be a Patriots once Biden's in. This whole thing was a giant setup, a pacification operation, Operation Trust 2.0. And I have a lot of people mad at me, but you won't be mad tomorrow when you see that I told you the truth. You'll be very, very sad. We had a poll on InfoWars.com over the weekend with tens of thousands of people that clicked on it. I don't know if we ever had a chance to pull that up. Should have done an article about it where we can repost it and have people vote again. And over 45% thought that everyone's being mass arrested and Trump's going to stay in office. Absolutely incredible that you know, 27% thought Biden will get in but then be removed, or this percent thought that. But 45 plus percent of tens of thousands of people that voted believe that Trump is going to be still there in office. It's not true. And the election was stolen, and they are putting a Chi-Com agent in that no one likes, who's totally unpopular. They're having hundreds of thousands of flags put up to represent people at his full inauguration. Everything's virtual now. This is the mass gaslighting. So we're going to have to wake up to the facts and just realize that we have to dig in now and fight the globalists, because we're going under Agenda 2030. We're going under the Great Reset, and the enemy just thinks we're idiots and they're just going to carry it out. This is a mass crime. We need our legislatures. We need our good congresspeople. We need our pastors. We need our fathers and mothers and everybody to mobilize against this now while there is still time. It's only going to get worse the more we play along with each phase of it that rolls out its takeover. So here's the report. It's also posted at band.video. This is why they banned Alex Jones from 2+ years ago. The transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me, as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. All right, I want to talk about the big issues when we come back, and then specifically what's about to happen in the Capitol and the incredible reports and footage that our team on the ground there is getting. But being delusional and thinking that Donald Trump can save us is not going to happen. We got Trump elected despite their fraud. We have the populist movement worldwide. And so many people that were kind of new to waking up are now about to have an incredibly rude awakening when Trump is gone tomorrow. And I suspect they'll get even more delusional and think that Joe Biden is, you know, a hologram or something, that Trump's still president. I mean, this has happened before, okay? I'm going to break it down when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you.
Monday through Friday. From 8 a.m. in the morning until 6 p.m. in the evening, InfoWars has live transmissions with Harrison Smith. Yours truly, Alex Jones, 11 to 3. Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6. And we are going to add some more broadcasts and more shows, hopefully, in the future. But right now, we are just dealing with the martial law globalist takeover. Who knows if we'll be here soon? I mean, it's that bad when they're censoring presidents and prime ministers around the world, when Big Tech is spying on everyone, when the UN is in control. I mean, we're in world government. We've been hit by this attack, and we have to recognize that we've been hit by this attack and declare our independence against it and say we'll not submit to it. When I say 1776 versus 1984, I mean a culture of liberty and freedom worldwide versus this Orwellian 1984 system. I've seen the boogaloos that are, you know, pro-BLM and pro-revolution, pro-Civil War, say that, you know, well, Jones, you say 1776. Yes, and I've been very clear about what 1776 means. If you think ransacking the Capitol and acting like idiots and beating up some cops made us look good and advance the ball for freedom in this country and the world, well, then I can't even try to tell you which side is up. I mean, I can't help you. But we know the feds are leading these organizations and groups provocateuring them. Have you seen any arrest of the boogaloos when they're on Twitter everywhere able to operate saying, we're going to go and we're going to take over the Capitol, and then they went and they did it? And they're a really a leftist group the media calls right wing that works with BLM. They go, oh, we're just for BLM's, you know, free speech and everything. Well, great, they got their free speech. They got $10.6 billion. George Soros created them. They're an arm of the Democratic Party, and now you're their paramilitary security. Wow, that's great. You're really the resistance. Yeah, you're really the rebellion. The rebellion against God and humanity and freedom. Accelerationist. Oh, we saw your accelerationism at the Capitol, didn't we? And it set us back light years. But you're the security for the Democratic Party's BLM, so. Oh, and then when the governor, Whitmer, looks like she's having a problem up in Michigan, oh, you get some of your wound-up idiots to go out and try to kidnap her so she can look like a hero. You're there to help the deep state run false flags, period. Now, I'm done talking about that. You notice they arrested Enrique Tarrio, who's a good guy. You notice they sent the FBI out for Joe Biggs, all the rest of the stuff going on. Because they didn't do anything. Because they're innocent. I'll guarantee you the FBI runs Antifa, and I guarantee you that's why they say they don't exist. Antifa doesn't exist. And that's why they first said through a false statement that later retracted that the Proud Boys are a terrorist group. Because anybody that stands up for this country legitimately against the Chi-Com takeover is shut down. Those that serve the system are protected and defended. So we are the resistance to the New World Order. We are the rebels. We are 1776. We're against the shutdowns. We're against the lockdowns. We're against the gun confiscation. We're against the pedophile rings that have all been exposed by Trump and by us, Jeffrey Epstein, the rest of it. Who we got coming on today? James Sullivan, brother of John Sullivan, the Antifa ringleader that said he was going to bring 100 Antifa to D.C. to overthrow the Capitol. He did it. And out of hundreds of thousands of people, he got a couple hundred to go in with him and kind of take selfies and the rest of it. You know the rest of the story. But the reason I'm harping on this is they're going to use the narrative that patriots did the Capitol and call it the biggest insurrection in history. It was a dud, thank God. And turn that around to turn the entire anti-terrorism apparatus on us and ban free speech completely, even in the streets of America. And we can't allow that to happen. And we can't abut a bunch of accelerationists, FBI informants, and PSYOP experts from the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL go out and wind up a bunch of idiots into Tim McVeigh Part 2 Elohim City. I cut my teeth exposing all this. I cut my teeth, people like General Parton, the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, that came on the ground to expose Oklahoma City as a staged event. I got interviews with people on death row that no one else got with McVeigh about how he was in a secret army unit and set up with the bombing. I know this inside and out, one way, another, every angle you can imagine. And that's the bottom line. I know what I'm seeing. I know what's going on. And that's going to be Biden's strategy, just like it was the Clinton strategy and the Obama strategy, but on steroids, to stage bombings and shootings and blame it on the liberty movement. You get ready for that. That's the next phase. And so we've got to get out front on this now. Now to the Q people. I'm going to explain something to you. I'm not trying to win a popularity contest. When 9/11 happened and there was evidence the government bare minimum let it happen, I went on air and I exposed it, not because it was popular to say that, but because it was true. Yeah. The Unabomber, CIA, mind control program. I tell people that and they go, Jones, you're crazy. And then they look it up and it turns out it's true. Or the Delta Force in 1999 at the Seattle riots was actually running Antifa so they could attack the peaceful crowds by putting provocateurs in. That even came out in the newspaper and was declassified because the Delta Force was under the command of Bill Clinton then, and they take the orders of the president. This is the real world, people. And so Q was there to pacify you so you wouldn't get involved, so you thought everything was taken care of. And then as soon as they got ready to use Q and blow up the liberty movement, then they banned Q because you're going to wake up and realize it's a fraud and then use your networks you created to reform a resistance. So they got rid of all your accounts and shut your networks down once you were no longer useful to them. Do you understand? That is the reality. And so I'm very sad that Trump's leaving. I'm very sad they stole the election. He wanted 1 million people in D.C. to peacefully demonstrate so that we would show we had more numbers than they did and to show that Biden couldn't fill a parking lot and Trump could get 1 million people there, that Trump was coming to speak at a stage that was set up on the other side. But it was all a setup. That stage was there the night before. It was broken down by the time we got there. Oh, we were totally set up. We walked completely into a trap with people inside his administration, we know now, that set Trump up and told him that it's Jones's idea to march the Capitol and all this stuff, and it's a great idea. You should tell him to lead it, because they intended for me to go in there and lead that thing so they could throw my ass in prison. But, of course, by the time I got there, I saw what was happening and tried to stop it. This is the real world, people. Melania Trump's giving her farewell address. Trump will give a farewell address. He better. A bunch of pardons are set to happen. But I got to tell you, we had a poll on InfoWars where 40-something percent of the people think Trump's going to stay in office. What an incredible, incredible psyop. You know, Matt Drudge just tweeted, Porky Pig, that's all, folks. Well, that's all for the Republic, but I'm not giving up, because the Republic can be resurrected, and we've got positive things we can do. The globalists are actually in trouble in many ways. I'm going to lay that out when we come back and break down the latest on the COVID martial law that's the tip of the enemy spear. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this, and now, only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, here's the deal. I've got Nick Fuentes, who disagrees with me. He thinks the Capitol is the most beautiful thing ever. Even though I disagree. I think Nick overall is not a bad guy. I get his perspective, but I disagree with him. I understand where he's coming from. But I'm going to try to get him to see things my way. We'll see what happens. He's coming in. James Sullivan, the brother of John Sullivan, the Antifa leader that successfully pulled this thing off and bragged about it before and did it and was working with CNN and Anderson Cooper. He is the master conspirator. Evidence is mounting, working with some of the other leftist paramilitary groups posing as conservatives. And then we also have Paul Joseph Watson, host of the Fourth Hour, the Owen Schroyer. Tomorrow we kick off at 8 a.m. with Harrison Smith and American Journal, which is mainly a call-in show, and he's doing a splendid job. So you get a chance to really sound off. But we're going to go commercial-free at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon for the inauguration tomorrow. Stations will still have their tones fired, meaning the stations aren't going to be censoring us. A lot of these stations don't have somebody at the board all the time, so a satellite sends a code down, a tone, and others have digitized systems. But the point is, you'll hear me talking or things going on, and we're not going to have a lot of music or a lot of intros or outros. We're just going to be covering the inauguration commercial-free, like a lot of other stations are. A lot of our stations actually will want this to be commercial-free. And then if there's any terror attacks or any provocateur false flags, we'll be here covering it. And we're going to be here until at least 10 at night commercial free. We'll still take some breaks here and there. Still air some promos so people can get something to eat or go to the bathroom. But we'll air some special reports. But I'm going to be up here throughout the evening. I'm going to be up here throughout the evening with Owen Schroyer. We're going to have Roger Stone on. We're going to have Bob Barnes on. We're going to have Gerald Celente on. We're going to get Matt Bracken on. We're going to have your calls. It's going to be a lot of times we'll take an hour of calls, and then we're going to have an hour of guests. An hour of calls, hour of guests is really what our plan is, to really intensely take your calls and then have an hour of guests. Take your calls, hour of guests. So that is tomorrow. Okay. I've got so much incredible news and information. But really the big picture is this. I want to be positive here. The globalists have been planning this takeover for 100 years, really longer. You can debate. I mean, 1850s, they had the basic plan under Galton, Wedgwood, and Huxley. Those are the grandparents of, like, Aldous Huxley and Julian Huxley. And then by 1900, H.G. Wells was the leader of the Illuminati, and they had more of the modern plan all dialed up and ready. But it was all extremely visionary, just ultra visionary. They're always 30, 40 years ahead of everybody, which is why they say they have the right to do this. And I understand their perspective. I mean, I'm not going to join them because I can feel my immortal soul is in danger. I can feel it. But I understand why they're doing it. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, the public's so dumb they can openly take everything away from you and kill you. You put up with it, you deserve to die. I mean, you know, the difference is I'm not going to join them. Though I am going to be meeting with the top globalists the next month, top globalists. And so I will be entertaining at least what they have to say, because it's important to have to keep those dialogues going. This is very serious, ladies and gentlemen. This is your life, your soul, your children's future. And you just have to understand that I'm not going to sit here and debate and argue with people about this stuff. It's all out in the open. Like a red light's a red light, a green light's a green light, a yellow light's a yellow light. It's on its face, prima facie. And so the good news is the globalist plan has met major opposition. Humanity is starting to wake up and actually be who they should be and say no to it. And then the globalists don't get to play the social Darwin game. But if you don't recognize what they're doing, if you don't have an open dialogue with the globalists and talk to them person to person and say, I know what you're doing, you don't have a right, I'm going to resist you, then they have no respect for you and will run over you. They metaphysically need you to acquiesce and submit. They always have to leave you an escape valve. It is a rule of the universe that God has put down, and they follow these rules. And if you won't study what they're up to, and if you won't study their plan versus God's plan, and if you won't make a spiritual, cultural, economic, and physical decision who you're with, then you are fair game to them. I don't take pleasure watching the public mutate into goblin-like creatures. I don't take pleasure watching the IQs plummet. I don't take pleasure watching cancer explode. I don't take enjoyment seeing how screwed up and falling apart humanity is. But the plan is to make humanity so dysfunctional that those of us that aren't part of it are going to basically have to either commit suicide or join with the globalists and wipe your asses out. Because, I mean, if you won't stand up for yourself, then I can't help you. And I'm not going to join the globalists. And I've openly had dialogues with some of their next to top level people. And I've had some dialogue with their top people. And they want me to stop. And they are not going to be able to convince me. I'm going to try to convince them. But this is the real world, folks, okay? I talk directly to the globalists. You got all these intelligence people and military people pretending like they're at the highest levels. And they come on the shows and make little jokes about how they control InfoWars. That's all a complete joke. The only thing that's real in this universe is information and how much information you have and your energy and what you resonate with. Goodness or badness. Just like they say in Caddyshack. Danny, there's two kinds of people in this world, good people and bad people. Are you for goodness or are you for badness, Danny? But what is goodness and what is badness? I mean, Judge Smales is a hypocrite and a fraud and a joke. He's not goodness. That's why he's a joke. So these globalists, with all their power and all their money playing God, are a joke, and they know it at the end of the day. and they've been bullied into what they're doing by their grandparents and their grandparents. They don't. People are born into this, and you don't easily get out of it. So, if you want to know how to get out of this, you have free will, and God has put me here and many others here so that you get a chance to hear the truth and decide which side you're on. But that's it. That's it. If you live in denial and say, oh, I'm not sure if this is real, I'm not sure if this is, then I can't help you. It's all over the top real. Everything we cover is real. Everything we cover is verifiable. All right, I'm going to hit the martial law COVID news and go through the stacks, and we hit the next segment, and we got these big guests coming up. Separately, very exciting news to fund our operation and for you. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a high-quality, high-end liquid multivitamin that tastes great and has key amino acids so that your body uploads it better. And it's a ritual at the Jones House since this came out 4 years ago. I went out and said, I want a top-of-the-line liquid, high-quality, tasty, healthy multivitamin mineral drink. And so some of the top formulators came up with this. It's very, very popular. Especially now, people understand it has all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, the vitamin D3, the zinc, everything in it. I mean, just it's jam-packed for a very, very affordable price compared to some of the synthetic garbage that is out there. It's been sold out for months. Ladies and gentlemen, it's back in 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, even though I have a limited supply of it. 50% off. I won't get more of this in for 8 weeks is when our next order set will come in. Because of all the lockdowns and problems, we got half the order we asked for. So this will sell out in about 4 weeks at 50% off. But I am going to keep it there until it sells out because I want you to get it. It is 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 96%, 4.8 stars by Power of Use third-party site, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. That's how we fund our operation. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock. With all that's going on in the world, you need to have all your essential vitamins and essential minerals of like zinc and vitamin D3 and vitamin C. It's all in there. Calcium, magnesium, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, I forgot that, and many other vital nutrients, CDE, 12, B12, it's all in there. And then ending on Sunday is the big mega globalist storm is here sale. All those 50% off Supernova Vitality, X2, Alpha Power, Chill Force, Lint Cleanse, Pure Turmeric, Liquid Extract, Thermalogical X3, they're all 50% off. That's about to end. And a bunch of other sales at InfoWarsStore.com. You folks are amazing. Keep us on air. I appreciate you being the winter soldiers and understanding that this is the long haul. And at the end of the day, we have God on our side, but it's going to be rough. We're going to face Satan in the flesh on earth. We're going to go through it and then meet Christ on the other side. Stay with us.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Joe Biden being installed. It's unbelievable. The president that tried to turn the economy back on and did so many great things and did prison reform. The list just goes on and on. Stood up to communist China, transferred jobs back. He's being rejected by the voters. No, he's not rejected by the voters. The globalists stole it. So how are they now going to install this fraud? No one's going to be at his inauguration. They're going to have all these American flags out there because they're not Americans. They're globalists, so they have to, again, overdo it. That, oh, look, all these flags represent you. But what they really brought you is martial law. They've got American flags all the way from the Capitol halfway down towards the Washington Monument. But then everywhere else they have the flags of the world in a big United Nations push. And then they have a whole section of United Nations flags that then make up a map of the United States. So they've got all these displays set up while it's surrounded by hundreds of armored vehicles and 40,000 police and now 35,000 troops, including thousands and thousands that are regular army. We've seen units that the news has not reported are there. Our crews have shown them. The 1st Mountain Division, the list goes on and on. So they've got all their people there, the urban warriors, the mountain divisions, everybody. And we're told, oh, this is to arrest all the pedophiles. Yes, Hillary has been in Gitmo for 3 years. Trust the plan. Let's go over some of the news here. Overhead shot, please. This is InfoWars.com. Steve Watson. California issues alarm over unusually high number of allergic reactions to Moderna vaccine. A lot of people died, but they're saying, oh, the vaccine didn't do it, but they thought maybe there's some bad lots of the vaccine. But no, Bill Gates told us it's going to be really strong and a lot of people are going to die and get sick. And they have this New York Times go, Jones lies. Bill Gates did not say that. And then Joe Rogan plays a clip on a show. I mean, they metaphysically have to tell you what they're going to do. If you like convulsions, if you like narcolepsy, if you like Guillain-Barre's, if you like Bell's palsy, if you like cancer, then you're going to love this. mRNA, baby. And they go, well, Jones is technically wrong. It doesn't go into your mitochondria and reprogram them. It goes into the surface of the cells and then programs the other sectors to then go into the cell and program it. Same thing. It's ridiculous. Continuing, Israeli man reportedly dies of heart attack hours after getting COVID vaccine. There's just dozens of these articles every day. 88-year-old dies hours after COVID vaccination. Yeah, they're saying so many old people are dying now after they take it. In some hospitals in New York, they'll have like 100 people and 12 die after they get it. But it's like, it's not related. But then in other European countries, they go, actually, it is killing people, but it's worth it. Two people in India die after receiving COVID jab at Bharat Biotech, says vaccine too risky for some. Oh, yeah, it even says on the insert, if you have allergic reactions, you're allergic to peanuts or bees or really anything, you shouldn't take it because it creates such an allergic reaction when they go in and reprogram your mitochondria. But that's foreign countries restricting it. You're going to get yours, don't worry. And it's all an exercise of just, okay, yeah, a couple people died, you know, on the block, getting their shot, no big deal. We just all die now. And, of course, there's no long-term studies of what this does. They already actually did them in animals, and we know the long-term reactions. It gives you cancer. But that's okay to send in synthetic nanotech to reprogram your cells, no big deal. 23 die in Norway after receiving COVID vaccine. Of course, they underreport. They say for every death attributed, they probably it's actually 100 more. Duke, Harvard, and Johns Hopkins experts say COVID lockdowns will cause 1 million excess deaths from not getting medical treatment, suicide, and the rest goes on from there. That's just in the United States alone. So they contribute everybody that dies of other diseases and car wrecks to COVID. They say it's 400,000 approaching. But in a year, though, 1 million excess deaths because of all the other problems. But that's okay. Because it's for the greater good, and Bill Gates says so. So, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, it's science, bro. Experts now claim you should wear two masks, not one. Yes. Oh, and no amount of vaccines ever takes the mask off. CNN reported again last night, the masks are never coming off, and they're going to give you at least 5 COVID shots a year, and you're going to have an app on your phone that tracks where you go, and wait till we get to it. It's not just China now that makes you scan a barcode, QR code, to get into your house or leave your house as a prisoner. England just announced it. It's going UK-wide. You'll have to have a cell phone to leave your house, and it'll track everywhere you go. It's all official now. Hope you enjoy it. It's science, bro. Now wear your two mask. You know, if it saves one life, do it. Hey, it gives you bacterial pneumonia. I don't care. I'm a virtue signaler. And now in France, you wear dog collars that report you if you get too close to someone. No, this isn't Orwellian. This isn't dystopic. No. There's a whole bunch of videos coming out every day. Healthy woman uncontrollably shakes after receiving COVID vaccine. Well, yeah, it says in the insert it does that. Your body's never been hit with something like this. Seychelles Islands opens for the holidays, but only for the vaccinated. And then they said, it doesn't matter if you have autoimmune disorders. It doesn't matter if you have a bad reaction. We don't care. You don't have it. You don't come. See, it's just the tyranny's here. The storm is here. The new world order's here. And everybody just thought Trump could fix it all. Well, he's 40 chess. Everything's handled. And now you see. So the good thing is once Trump's gone, I'm sad he's going. People won't have him to say he's saving us anymore. And people will have to do it themselves and start not complying with the system. There's a giant awakening happening, and it needs to be all about Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Ted Turner and the Rockefeller Foundation that run all this on record and ran the Wuhan lab and were in trouble 6 years ago for setting it up in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Everything should be about how they're master criminals, how their wealth's doubled, how they're running this scam, how it's their fault, how they don't have liability protection for the racketeering they've engaged in. And they'll lose it. They'll go down in history. But if you just sit here and comply with it, it's meant to unfold where all of us are non-essential. Civilization collapses, the third world starts mass dying, floods the first world, the UN comes in and takes over with a world government tax to, quote, stop the migration flows and hold us hostage. But not before they don't bring in 600 million people to the U.S., that's the official UN number, 640 million. France wants 240 million Africans alone by 2040. They're now ordering people to take in at least one African into every house they've got. That African will be a UN agent to control and monitor you. Again, they're just using these poor third world slaves. UK authorities could force people to take selfies every day to prove they're self-isolating when they go to and from their homes. Now they're announcing the phase. It's always, oh, they're going to do it. Then they do it. Poll. Plurality of Brits supports government spying on people via cell phone tracking to enforce the lockdown to keep us all safe, which the scientists admit doesn't help us. It makes us sicker, and people under lockdown have higher levels of dying. And they call it COVID. I have a lot of family, and I got a lot of good friends. One lady's awesome uncle, one of her best friends. He was in a nice, fancy retirement area in Northern California. They locked him in for 6 months, and he died. He was totally healthy, totally happy. He just laid down and died. He said, I'm going to lay down and die. I'm going to stop eating. They won't let me out. He just laid down and died. And they celebrated. Ah, liberal. Everything's so liberal now. Get rid of the old people. Germany set to detain COVID rural blankers in refugee camps. The refugees will be in your house. You'll be in the refugee camp. It's all been officially announced. Yay! And the UN wants women to know that it's Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, one of the rarest forms of cancer, absolutely treatable. If you don't have bad nutrition, basically you can't die from it. But they really want you to take a Gardasil shot. Oh, which in the studies, what does it do? Attacks your ovaries and gives you cancer. Oh, you're going to get cancer, all right. Roll up that sleeve of your 11-year-old daughter. But remember, people stopped taking the Gardasil because so many girls got sterile or died. All those local newscasts about she was the cheerleader. Oh, she's paralyzed now. Oh, she died. Oh, it's liberal. And Joe Biden is coming. He's coming to save you. All right, so we have a lot of news coming up. Oh, don't worry. Biden's picks transgender who encourage COVID-safe orgies as assistant health secretary. Yes, the new ruling class is transgendered men. White transgendered men is the new ruling class. We'll be right back.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.